Welcome to Inside Vancouver Opera. My name is Ashley Daniel Foote. Today on the show, you know, we always say that Vancouver Opera is a family, but today's guests actually are family. Evelyn DeLahaye and Clara Grisdale are real-life mother and daughter, and they're both in our upcoming production of Carmen. So how on earth did you discover that you like to sing opera?
Because my mom's an opera singer, and I've loved singing for a long time. I think I was in my first opera when I was 4. I was in Madama Butterfly. I didn't sing, but, like, I was in it. I was, like, the little child.
When did you realize that Clara was also going to be a singer, too?
Clara always had a musical ear, and I think being exposed at an early age is really helpful for that. But she also expressed interest in starting an instrument when she was quite little. So when she was 3, she started taking violin lessons. And the benefit of playing a string instrument from a young age, that's going to give you really good pitch and a really good ear. And she always sang as a child, as a toddler, 1, 2 years old, making up random songs with very intricate tunes and words and you know, she'd be sitting there coloring for an hour, but she was never quiet. there was always sound coming out of her. And for a while, Clara wasn't sure if she wanted to do private lessons. She is now, but it took a little while for that to grow. But she's been singing in my choir since she was 6.
Tell me about your choir.
I started a choir at my kids' school.
Nice.
In 2017 as a way to give back to my community. So I volunteer my time there once a week.
Aww.
And we've grown from our first year, we had 18 singers, and now we have 65.
Wow.
And we perform at the Vancouver School Board Choral Festival every March and at school events and fundraisers and special assemblies.
Beautiful.
And it's fantastic. And Clara has been a very strong leadership role in that choir because of her amazing ear and ability to retain harmony. I can, for example, in a 2-part harmony piece, give her a 3rd-part harmony to sing by herself, and I can hear it out of all of the 65 kids. So she's had a real kind of special voice and musicality and expression to go along with it as well.
That's amazing. How does it feel to see Clara excel so much at singing?
Well, it's joyful for me, and especially now that she'll finally let me teach her a little bit. She's now joined my studio officially.
Really?
About a year ago, and is doing musical theater competitions. She's got a strong dance background as well. She's a competitive ballet dancer. And we'll be heading off to provincials for junior ballet this year in June.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So she's working on her triple threat.
Wow. Yeah. You better all watch out.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be out of a job soon.
Clara, how does it feel to see your mom doing so well as a singer and excelling and leading the choir that she was just talking about?
I mean, because I've been in her choir for so long, I've also seen her like grow as her career too. And yeah, it feels good.
Your mom is an incredible singer and a true asset to the Vancouver Opera Chorus, as well as to the Vancouver Opera family running our summer camp and Project Opera and really mm-hmm. devoting a lot of her time to making our art accessible and welcoming to folks of all ages. Why do you think that's important work?
I mean, having someone like as good of a singer as my mom is really helpful because she is such like an important person to VO. I feel like it's just like great to have someone like that.
I did allude to the fact that you run a lot of other programs at VO, including Project Opera and the upcoming Opera Summer Camp. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Opera Camp is a place where creative kids can come and hang out for a week in the summer. And we create, write, and perform an original opera in just 5 days. So the kids get to write the libretto and the score. They get to stage their scenes and paint the sets and come up with costuming ideas. And because they've created all of this work from the ground up, they really not only get to see a lot of the steps involved in producing opera, but also they take such a strong ownership of this work and a really strong sense of pride because they have created it all. So it's unlike other programs in the way that we don't come in on day one with music already written and scripts for them to memorize. They're going to create all that in the first couple of days.
Wow, yes.
And then in the last half of the week is rehearsing and putting everything together. So it really is an outstanding opportunity for kids who love to create, whether it's writing, music, acting, painting, visual art, directing, all of that. They get a chance to try all of it.
That sounds incredible. And you've done this camp before, haven't you, Clara?
Yes,
what's it like? Times. Tell us about it.
It's really fun because it involves like everything that I love.
We're just about to launch Opera Summer Camp July 15th to 19th right here at O'Brien Center for Opera. And there will be registration online. It's going to fill up fast, so I have a feeling. So if this sounds like something your youngster would be interested in, I encourage you to visit our website at vancouveropera.ca. It'll be right on the homepage. You'll see Opera Camp. You can click through and grab one of those last remaining spots. I want to talk about the Vancouver Opera Children's Chorus. How does that work? How do you get to sing in an opera like Carmen, which you're both currently in?
Well, Kids Chorus, it's really fun. I've been doing it for like a lot of years. And yeah, we have to audition and we sing like a couple of songs for them. And we just like let them get to know us. And then they pick from their selection.
And there's usually quite a few applicants, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there's a lot.
And every time you've been in the Children's Chorus many times, yes?
Yes.
How many times will it be?
Five. I've been in Madama Butterfly, Turandot, La Boheme, Midsummer Night's Dream, and then Carmen.
That's exciting. And Evie, you've done a few more than five productions, I feel, at Vancouver Opera.
I think I've done closer to 10, although I didn't actually count. You know, I started my career as a soloist and principal singer, but it was actually my daughter that inspired me to audition for the Vancouver Opera Chorus because I kept taking her to rehearsals and shows and, you know, spending my time kind of coming to and doing that and supporting her. And I thought, well, maybe I should just be in the show with her and then, you know, we could do it together. So La Boheme was the first one that we did together. That was, I think, my first season was the 2018-2019 season as a chorus member. And I've been doing it ever since. It's such a wonderful community of people and singers and artistic staff and just such a wonderful place to work and grow.
And what do you think we should be looking forward to with Carmen?
Definitely the kids, because we are
okay,
the star
you're
of
not
the show.
Biased, are you?
Yeah, they certainly are. The kids sound fantastic. You're going to hear a lot of famous tunes that you'll recognize. So even if you don't think you know Carmen. You just come and see and you'll be tapping your foot and going, oh, I know this song.
Oh, for sure.
So I think it's got all of the checklist for fabulous opera. It's got drama. It's got comedy. It's got absolutely amazing, beautiful music, melodies that you'll be humming as you're leaving the theater. And it's going to be a visual spectacle. We have about 78 people in total on stage in this production.
Amazing. And the set is also enormous.
Yes, it looks fantastic. We haven't gotten a chance to step on it yet, but we will hopefully soon.
Clara, can you hum a little bit of the children's chorus so that we can hear some of the beautiful choruses that you're learning for Carmen?
Avec la garde de mon tante, nous arrivons, nous voilà, son trompette éclatante, ta-da-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Ouais, bravo, excellent, t'en passes très bien. I'd love to hear, can you sing some of the Carmen chorus too? I'd love to hear a little bit.
Toréador en garde, toréador, toréador.
I love it, that's amazing. But there are pieces that you sing together, right?
Yes. In the act four, getting towards the finale of the whole show, we have this big scene with when the Toreadors are arriving and everyone's really excited about to go in and watch the bullfighting and all the kids and the families are all assembling. And these are like celebrities. So everyone is ecstatic and super joyful and shouting, bravo and Toreador. And we're all excited to see Escamillo.
Les voici, voici la quadrille des toreros. C'est le nom, c'est le célébrier. Oler, 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 et toques et sombrero. Les voici, voici la quadrille des toreros. Les voici.
Love it. Amazing. That's the first time a mother and daughter have ever sung on Inside Vancouver Opera. So this is a huge honor and a huge treat. Thank you for coming in, especially out of your day. Good luck in all your upcoming competitions and performances. Excited to see you both on stage in Carmen, and our audience should be excited too. I know tickets are going so fast. So go to vancouveropera.ca and come and see this incredible mother and daughter performing together. Well, how about that? That's something very special and so much fun. And as always, thanks to Mac McGilvery, our amazing producer. And I'll see you, well, where else? At the opera.